Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's complete and another touchdown!
Cougar Sports Saturday. A presentation of KSL Sports. KSL
Sports. Left wing for three.
He got it again!
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Hour number three of Cougar Sports Saturday is off and running here. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte in downtown Salt Lake City. We're watching across the street, Gonzaga in Kansas. I'll say it, Matt. I'll say what Cougar fans are thinking. Should have been BYU in Salt Lake. It should have been the Cougs in that five seed, but hey, it is what it is. BYU couldn't get it done in Omaha.
Look, you can't accommodate the top five seed. You just can't. They don't get the first choice of where they get to play.
It's fine. We'll move on. We'll move on and turn the page to 2025 and get ready for next year. And I think better days are ahead for BYU basketball. And I think this, as you kind of take some time away from March Madness, you can appreciate what happened with this BYU basketball team. And let's kind of reflect on the season that was and what happened in that loss to Duquesne as we welcome in BYU Sports Network analyst on the radio broadcast with Greg Rebell. He is Mark Durant. And Mark, how you feeling, man, this second round? It felt like it should have been BYU on playing today, but they're not.
Yeah, what's up, boys? Yeah, I mean, I'm bummed about it. I'm super bummed. I had really high expectations for this team, and I think they earned those. I mean, they played really well. They played an amazing preseason. They held their own in the Big 12 better than anyone I think could have expected. And so I just had this feeling that this year was going to be a little different than the years past, and that they had that little special sauce to make them go on a little bit of a run in the tournament, and it just fizzled out on them. So I'm disappointed, but I had a great year. I had so much fun this year. I've been doing this radio gig with Greg Rebell for 27 years, and I love it every year. But man, this was really fun going to all those new places, and BYU really played some great basketball. I love this team. I love those guys. And that's part of the reason why it just hurts a little bit more this year to have it go out the way that it did. But man, it happens to a lot of teams, as we've witnessed already in this tournament.
Where do you think it went wrong? You've had a few days to think about the game. Like, where do you think the game was lost against Duquesne?
Yeah, I think a couple of things. I mean, BYU, towards the end of the season, had a lot of kind of sketchy starts where they didn't shoot the ball well, and then the other teams got hot, and you'd get behind, and then you're scrambling, and whether it's Oklahoma State or Kansas State or Texas Tech or Duquesne, I mean, it was a bit of a problem. And I think if I had to do it all over again, if I'm going to second guess the coaches, which I don't, they know a lot more than me, but maybe switch up that starting lineup a little bit, maybe give some offensive firepower or some kind of spark to that initial group. Cause the first five, six, 7 minutes of that first half and the first couple minutes of that second half against Duquesne were really, really determined the game. And so that wasn't great. And then, BYU, one of the things I really liked about this team is that they didn't get pushed around. They didn't get bullied. Even with the physicality of the Big 12, I thought, man, they can handle themselves and they can push back. They can give back whatever the teams give them. But I thought Duquesne just played with another level of not desperation, but and I'm not saying that they wanted it more than BYU. I think BYU wanted it plenty bad. I just think they played like they wanted it more than BYU, for a while. And then BYU kind of figured out, yeah, we want this too, and we need to play like it, and got back in the game. But at that point, you're just kind of going uphill the whole time, and it's hard. So anyway, just some rambling thoughts from a frustrated fan and announcer. But and no one's more frustrated than those guys, and I'm sure that was very difficult for the players and coaches to go out that way. But, again, I can't stress it enough. I just love this team. It was a great year and super fun and great to experience it with those guys.
Mark Durant's on with us here on KSL News Radio, looking back at the season that was for BYU basketball as they fell to Duquesne in the opening round of the NCAA tournament. And, you know, when you look at this team, were you surprised that they didn't match that physicality early on with Duquesne? Because it felt like coming into the matchup that, you know, all the talking points were clash of styles. Duquesne's going to have that physical defense, and BYU, even though they're more physical than they get credit for, they're going to be that high-powered offense. It almost felt like BYU was a little bit surprised that they kind of stole the playbook of Texas Tech and executed it to a T, it felt like.
Yeah, they really did. I mean, that Texas Tech film, I'm sure, was fully digested and implemented. That was, I think, taken by Duquesne as, this is our way to handle these guys. Everywhere they go, we're in their face. Every cut they make, we're bumping them. Every time they touch the ball, we're slapping at, we're hitting at it. And they kind of just go with the idea that, well, if we are constantly that physical, the referees will not call everything, and we'll be able to get away with it. And gosh darn it, they did. I mean, they did a heck of a job, as did Texas Tech. And I thought going into the NCAA tournament, it would be a real advantage for BYU to play teams that hadn't seen BYU before, and that, you know, the backdoor cutting and all of that stuff would be very effective. But, man, I thought Duquesne, and credit Duquesne, did a better job than anyone in the Big 12 of taking away BYU stuff. And so that was frustrating. BYU then had to kind of rely on one-on-one stuff and dribble into the rim, and that's just not how they play. And they didn't get up anywhere. They shot a decent three-point percentage, but only shot, I think it was 24. They like to be up in the 30s. And so credit Duquesne. I mean, they had a game plan, and those players really got after it. I mean, they had a chip on their shoulder. They had something to prove. They played with that desperation like I was talking about and did a heck of a job. I mean, and they've got terrific guards. I think they decided to go a little bit smaller because Ali Khalifa hasn't been much of a threat in the last couple of games, and at least in the post. And so they went smaller and switched everything. And I mean, it was a really impressive job by those guys. So they earned it. They played well, wanted it, and they got it. So anyway, I don't even remember what the question was with that long answer, but I don't know. I feel like Mitch walking around Omaha after that loss, just lost and confused. You know, it was a awful thing. I wish I was still in Omaha, but man, I'm here in North Salt Lake watching my daughter play a volleyball tournament. So it all worked out for me just fine. I wouldn't rather be anywhere else.
Like, you can't argue with that. That's always great to spend some time with the family. We appreciate you being on with us here for a few more moments. And you know, when you look ahead to BYU in the future, Mark, how do you feel like Mark Pope and this staff should maybe retool to be in a better position next year from now to advance in this tournament? Because on paper, you look at the roster, let's assume Jackson Robinson does move on. He kind of hinted that he's maybe thinking about coming back, but it's no guarantee. And if he gets an NBA grade, he probably maybe moves on. But 12 scholarships accounted for if no one left. There's one opening, and Colin Chandler comes in, Isaac Davis comes in. Where do you think they need to address and build this roster for next year to improve?
Yeah, maybe a little bit better on the kind of wing cutter position, slasher type, more physical. I thought Noah really made a lot of improvements this year, but then he fizzled a little bit at the end, maybe got a little fatigued. I don't know what went on there, but if he can make again another improvement and be a good rebounder, and I think Trevor Nell was a guy that was shooting mid-40s in the three-point from the three-point line in November and December, and struggled after that, after he got injured and just never got it back. And Spencer Johnson was a little bit low on his three-point shooting this year. And that all that is to say, I think what you want is your existing guys to get better. I thought Richie, I thought Dallin both got much better. I thought Noah got much better. And so if they continue to improve as they get older, they're just going to be and they're playing together and they're getting better together. Then you throw in the Colin Chandlers and Dawson Baker and maybe get a healthier Ali Khalifa and maybe, you know, guys working on things to make their games more difficult to stop. Like Foose, obviously, is almost unstoppable in the paint. But now he's got to work on a 10 to 15 foot jumper, be that intermediate space he gets caught in sometimes. And that's something that he can get better at. And imagine Fusini Traore with a 15 foot jumper or a turn and face the basket type thing. I mean, I have nightmares thinking about trying to guard that. But anyway, you've got a lot of fresh guys coming in, but guys like Trevin Nell need to shoot better next year. Noah Waterman's got to get better. Dallin Hall's got to shoot free throws better, because the way he plays, he's going to get to the free throw line a lot, and he can't shoot 60% from the free throw line. And Richie Saunders gets better. And anyway, I just think as you saw the growth from last year to this year with almost these same guys, you get that same growth next year with some of these super recruits you got coming in, and guys like Dawson Baker getting healthy. And that's a really, really good-looking team, and there's no reason to think they can't continue to get better and have even more success than they had this year.
He is Mark Durant. Mark, thanks for the time, and have a good spring and summer, and we'll check in again soon, I'm sure.
Thanks, Mark.
Hey, anytime, guys. You're the best. Anytime, and go Cougars. I know it's hard for BYU fans right now, but
it's hard.
Listen, we'll get over it. We'll drown our sorrows in Diet Coke, and there's always hope for Cougar fans. There's always next season, right?
That's right. Better days are ahead. Well, that's the great Mark Durant. Mark, thanks again for the time and appreciate you.
You bet. See you guys.
Mark Durant on with us here on KSL News Radio. We're taking a break. On the other side, we'll get to
football, some football interviews.
Some more football talk. That could give you some hope.
That can.
Give you a little bit of energy. Even though it was a 5-7 year last year, look, there's some things brewing that can make you excited about the future of the Cougs. Let's take a break, and we'll get some more BYU football on the other side.